The by now familiar path to Whitney's door seems to embrace your feet. The farm is always a safe place, a bit of a refuge from the rest of the open waste that is Mara. There are dangers here, little things that invade, not to mention the palpable aura of lust. Of course, there are changes which can occur anywhere in this place. And here, the changes are often of a particularly lactic nature, kind of throbbing, aching desire in one's chest, which, when enhanced, can lead to all sorts of pent-up feelings. And there are benefits here. Times and places to work, people to meet, some pleasurable liaisons. And, if you're on good terms with the proprietor, a few fringe benefits as well. Perhaps it was some time you were working alongside her, or maybe simply in passing. Whether it was your mention or hers, it was conveyed to Whitney at some point that you quite envied some of her cowgirls milling to and fro, their breasts large and heavy. Their lives relatively carefree, indulging in certain pleasurable pastime. Whether working in the field, or simply observing here or there, this is a place to unwind, to allow yourself to become that little bit more docile, to become more in touch with the earthy, needed desires of the body. And how they can purify something as simple as a drink, or as sustenance of a different kind. And maybe your hands played over your chest at the empathy with those cowgirls being milked so regularly. The idea could have been planted, one way or another. Information came to you that those whose swollen, achy, needy breasts, so replete with milk and thoroughly, thoroughly wanting to be emptied, well, such people could find a place here. Now, that should have been without saying. Everyone knows this place is known for its cowgirls. But out back, there's a very special room that just anybody is allowed to enter. Not the specialized milkers for the cowgirls, which they'll access more regularly. Although they may use this one, too. And having been granted entrance, it is now time to go see it for the first time. Maybe you'd been too tired on the day that you first found out about it. What's more, it wasn't just the usual milker, which was so often used by the cowgirls there, on all fours. It was something more comfortable for those who stand upright, as well. And that was the tipping point, the thing that drew you in. Placing one hand on the door, having proceeded down the pathway from the farmhouse, toward it, pushing it open. Inside is something that would be much, much more pleasurable to use than a simple attempt to milk oneself by hand. Better than having to hope you find somebody thirsty enough to give you a hand and drink. Although that idea is attractive, too. It's a simple machine. You can step into it. There's a little platform, comfortable enough to stand on, and settle the cups over your nipples, and the machine would start sucking automatically, only stopping once one is emptied. There is a bewildering array of cups, a set for every size of breast in existence on Marath, and enough cups in each set for someone with teats from sternum to groin. You settle yourself into the machine, comfortable enough, grasping the bars to either side after you've arranged the cups over your breasts. When activated, it hums, a deep, throbbing hum that seems to echo in your teeth, in your sloshing breasts, in your already erect nipples, perhaps from anticipation or from the chill of standing naked, the hazy, dreamlike nature of having cast aside clothing and taken up the cups present there, feeling yourself being primed and prepped. The anticipation seeming to make your laden cargo swirl around, waiting, yearning, desiring on some deep level to escape, and desiring to escape your own mind as well. Because there's something in the particular way that those changed by this place are driven to give forth their milk. Something that makes the experience of coming from giving it forth a dulling, almost euphorically erasing sensation. And that is what is happening now. As closely intertwined as the act of giving forth milk is with the experience of being milk, surely the sensation of slowly dulling your mind to the point where it fades, where it's less relevant, where the most relevant thing is that the suction has begun. Suck, suck, suck. Suddenly, leather straps holding your arms where they are, lashing out of the machine with that delicious tightness which, although it occurs from this impersonal, automatic artifice, it nevertheless binds you most sensually. The same efficient, speedy binding of your legs follows, holding you in place, ensuring that something you were going to do is no longer entirely possible. Suck, suck, and then the euphoria. The bliss hits, the feeling of being filled up with pleasure as recompense for the slow emptying of your teats, the needy emptiness that fills you, the vacant docility that comes with being milked. And that sexual association only gets stronger as the loud, obscene smacking of the suckling of your breasts fills the room. You can practically hear the whoosh from the pumps of the machine picking up, your breasts being emptied, causing an ache elsewhere, even as that ache fades away. The sex, the achy need between your legs just overtakes, but touching is quite impossible, bound as you are. A familiar heat, it builds. Between your legs, that ache to fill and be filled. But you cannot at this time. Not when the milker is active. The pumps would be in the way. And that's why you're strapped safely in. Perhaps to ensure that you could not accidentally pull away in the middle. Whitney really did think of everything. That's one interpretation anyway. Another would be a somewhat more titillating desire for you to experience the machine in its fullness. Pump, pump, pump. The throbbing flow of your milk out of your body. Down, the faint clinking and whooshing as a surprising amount comes forth. The suction of those cups against your chest, maybe making you arch. Maybe making you shudder, definitely making you emptier, in every sense of the word. The flowing and bottling process continuing. The cups squeezing, first a motion from one side to the other, up and down, oscillating to stimulate. Your nipples pulled taut in the vacuum, being tugged by constant suckling. There is a sterility, a anonymity to the process. The door is locked when you came in. This is for you alone, and although, with that rising urge between your legs, you may slowly have the desire growing in you to feel like a person rather than an implement for giving milk to this thirsty machine, this sterile, impersonal thing that is suck, suck, sucking the thoughts from your head and the sensation from your breasts, bringing about that ache between your legs, well. Well, that is entirely appropriate for this moment, for this place, a desire to feel like a person again, but quite impossible to fulfill with your arms bound, your legs bound, your body bound, and your mind spellbound by the suck, suck, suck on your throbbing, perfect nipples giving forth. Oh, being turned more and more into an entity for giving milk, another part of the machine. At least at that moment, the thought would not be unlikely. And as you give and feel your milk being bottled, the cups suddenly unlatch, leaving you breathing deeply, waiting, wanting, aroused, an ache inside of you. A different ache from the one you felt that caused you to seek out the milker. A desire to find someone, something willing to fuck you senseless, preferably right now. Your legs shaking as you make your way out of the barn, slowly wending your way down the path, away from the farm, seeking out a willing partner to satisfy your needy lust. Enjoy.